Track 9. How do we get there? To realise the ambitions of this active travel strategy, the North East Joint Transport Committee will work in collaboration with central government, Active Travel England, and local people. Our schemes are ambitious, and we estimate would cost in the region of £500 million to fully deliver the strategy. The amount will grow as further schemes are developed over the period to 2035. Identify programme. North East Active Travel Strategy. Our programme of proposed investment stems from the North East Transport Plan. The plan sets out a live programme of interventions. All interventions within the programme were initially tested to ensure that they are consistent with Transport Plan objectives and that they are deliverable. But that is not the end of the process. All schemes will be subject to more rigorous testing and appraisal, and will only be delivered where they have demonstrated through detailed business case development that they can appropriately contribute towards the delivery of the objectives. If schemes cannot contribute towards objectives and don't support the transport plan, they will not be taken forward. This strategy has utilised the transport plan pipeline and Nexus, the Tyne and Wear Passenger Transport Executive, capital pipeline schemes. We have identified schemes that will support North East Active Travel Strategy objectives from the below work packages. The different work packages are schemes that can be delivered within the following time periods. Schemes for delivery in the next 5 years requiring funding to be accelerated. These are either smaller scale schemes that can be quickly developed and delivered, or larger schemes at an advanced stage of development. Accelerating development funding will move them to shovel-ready status. And schemes for development and delivery by 2035. A programme of smaller schemes coupled with ambitious schemes requiring development funding to bring them to an advanced stage and move to delivery. What are we proposing? We want active travel, particularly walking, to become the natural choice for short, everyday journeys and combine with public transport for longer travel. The proposed investments set out in this strategy broadly consist of new and upgraded forms of active travel infrastructure. Enhanced infrastructure for walking and cycling, delivering quality, safe, connected and accessible infrastructure for walking, cycling and wheeling. Access to equipment schemes that allow people to affordably access the active travel network. Maintenance of the active travel network to ensure it remains safe and accessible to all users. And targeted behaviour change initiatives that encourage uptake of the network and sustain these levels of usage, building on the proposals set out in the region's Making the Right Travel Choice strategy. Key examples include social prescribing and clearer accountabilities to drive the vision for active travel. Our proposed program has been further tested to demonstrate how it meets the objectives and key performance indicators, KPIs, of this strategy, and, importantly, how they meet central government objectives set by Active Travel England, ATE, including from the Cycling and Walking Investment Strategy 2, CWIS2. Delivery. This programme will be delivered by the constituent authorities and Nexus within the North East, together with regional schemes being delivered by the JTC on behalf of the region's combined authorities. The Transport North East programme team will manage this programme and will be responsible for sponsoring the development of various schemes and projects that support this plan, as well as a series of region-wide initiatives. Implementation of the interventions that are regional initiatives are within the region's control and will be delivered in accordance with the region's programme management and assurance frameworks. The role of Transport North East, acting on behalf of the JTC, is varied. In some cases, we will act as the promoter of schemes and will be responsible for delivery. But in most circumstances, delivery may be undertaken by another organisation. For example, our constituent local authorities, with Transport North East securing funding as a regional scale and providing technical assistance as required. Programme management and assurance. The funding required to realise the ambitions of this strategy is substantial. However, the region is fortunate to have a well-established and ratified transport assurance framework in place, which is proportionate to the nature, scale, and value of schemes. The transport assurance framework, is a scalable series of gateways that provide our governance structure with the confidence that each component investment is delivering on the requirements of the program and delivering the active travel strategy and transport plan outcomes that have been ascribed to that investment. For more information on our transport assurance framework, please visit transportnortheast.gov.uk. Funding and development options. The main source of funding for transport is from central government. Previous rounds of the Local Growth Fund, LGF, and Transforming Cities Fund show how the region can deliver significant packages of investment. Transport North East will continue to work with government to secure funding through competition-based funding and longer-term devolved settlements to unlock schemes. Engagement continues with Active Travel England to secure funding through the Capability and Ambition Fund rounds and the Active Travel Fund to take projects from concept to delivery. For certain investments, developer contributions will form a viable part of the financial model. We will work with the individual authorities to secure appropriate levels of contributions or works in kind, where the investment is directly related to the development and is needed to mitigate the impact of the scheme in question. Realising the ambition of this strategy will be partially reliant on the ability to secure the necessary powers and consents for delivery in terms of traffic regulation orders, TRO, and in some cases planning consent. Alternative funding may be considered on a case-by-case basis, particularly where shared integrated priorities can be realised. This may include borrowing, local government financing, third-party support, alternative central government funding, and the UK Infrastructure Bank. The North East has a track record in selecting and prioritising projects which balance objectives around the economy, environment, health and safety. It is important that the plan is flexible to respond to funding opportunities, and as such a prioritisation process has been designed, incorporating the assessment against the vision and objectives that can be deployed based on the fund that is available. How do we get there? Summary. The region has set out a range of initiatives within this strategy document worth approximately £500 million that will meet the objectives of this strategy and our transport plan and get us to our vision of moving to a green, healthy, dynamic and thriving North East by 2035. We will keep this pipeline updated and have plans in place to develop schemes so they are ready for delivery over this time period. We will actively investigate all options for the future financing of these projects, including much-needed maintenance and revenue support that offer the best combination of security, flexibility, and value for public money in order to successfully deliver where we want to be. Northeast Active Travel Strategy, Key Commitment Statements. In order to drive forward this strategy, we have created a list of clear commitment statements aimed at supporting its delivery and how active travel will achieve the Northeast Transport Plan vision and objectives. Active travel-friendly places. We will support improvements to public spaces to encourage and enable more walking, wheeling and cycling. We will support and work with local partners to increase the number of school streets and low-traffic neighbourhoods to protect children and improve air quality. We will support accessibility improvement to make streets more inclusive. We will support local authorities to improve pedestrian infrastructure and minimise street clutter. We will promote signage and wayfinding to facilitate walking and cycling. World-class active travel network. We will promote more safe, continuous direct routes for cycling in towns and cities, physically separated from pedestrians and volume motor traffic, serving the places that people want to go. We will adopt LTN 1/20 design standards across the region. We will work with and support Sustrans to improve the National Cycle Network, NCN. We will support highway authorities to ensure there is robust maintenance of the network. We will work to increase cycle parking and ensure that it goes where it's needed. Greater integration. We will work to integrate walking, wheeling and cycling with public transport. We will work with Nexus and the region's transport operators to make sure public transport works better with active travel. We will work with Nexus and the region's transport operators to make it easier to carry bikes on public transport services. We will work with Nexus and the region's transport operators to improve real-time passenger information and to support active travel route finding. Supporting people to walk, wheel and cycle. We will promote and support initiatives to ensure that adults and children can be trained how to ride a cycle safely. We will work with schools and other education providers to encourage active travel patterns from early age, primary and secondary and further education. We will encourage use of the streets for leisure and recreational activities. Improving access to equipment. We will work in partnership with our local authorities to introduce and then expand an affordable cycle hire scheme in the Northeast, including the hire of e-cycles. We will support and promote cycling for the carriage of freight to reduce unnecessary motorized freight and servicing traffic. Partnership working. Communities. We will work with and listen to people who live and work in our region who want to travel actively for more journeys to ensure that local requirements are a key consideration of any new schemes. We will work with accessibility groups to ensure that people who have mobility barriers, visible and hidden, are considered when schemes are being developed. We will work with our local authority partners to bid for funding opportunities, enabling the delivery of their local cycling and walking investment plans. We will facilitate and support the region's three rights of way improvement plans. Planning. We will work with our local authority planning partners to consider active travel infrastructure within new developments, reduce car dependency, and improve the quality of existing environments for walking, cycling, and wheeling. We will support pedestrianisation and walkability of town and city centres to encourage more active travel and increase footfall for local amenities and businesses. We will support the region's local authorities to implement 20-minute neighbourhoods, 15-minute cities, to enable more active travel to, from, and within areas where people live. Public health. We will work with our partners in local authority public health and environmental health teams and at the Office for Health Improvement and Disparities to encourage and support schemes that enable more walking, cycling, and wheeling to improve health and reduce inequalities across the Northeast. Business and employers. We will work and support businesses and employers to enable their employees to commute and make more trips by active travel. We will work with employers and business parks to strengthen the promotion of active travel and public transport. Third sector stakeholders. We will continue to work with partners, including Cycling UK, Sustrans and Living Streets, to ensure that there is alignment between the work and activities which they lead on and our delivery projects. And that is the end of Track 9.